CJNU is pleased to bring you a Winnipeg Slice, a highlight of daily life in our community. Here is today's piece of the pie.
This is Donna Marion, and I'm here talking with Joseph Chaban about a new ice cream store that's going to be opening in South Osborne. You say that you want to serve happiness. Why do you want to do that?
Because I'm a happy guy, and we want to have a good experience in the South Osborne area. The way they made me and my wife happy and their family.
You know, all the parts of the community around here. Was that part of your decision to build here?
We wanted to do a Lebanese store here. And when we came to this location, we saw it was under construction. And I said to Zainab, this is a really good spot. She's like, okay. So I said, let me ask my friend and see what his opinion is. So I called my friend. I told him, what do you think of a Lebanese restaurant in the South Osborne area? And then he's like, aren't you a dairy expert? Why are you opening a Lebanese store? I said to him, I want to see all those people that helped my wife's family come to Canada. And I also want employment for my wife's family.
Can you tell me a little bit more about your wife's family and how they come to Canada?
So the South Osborne community in 2015 wanted to help the Syrian refugees that were coming to Canada. And at that time, my wife's family was very in need in Lebanon and in Turkey. I found out that the United Church was having a committee with everyone that lives in the South Osborne area. My wife is like, just ask them if they can help. And there was, I would say, 100 people there. I was astonished because everybody was introducing themselves, who they were. And when it came to my turn, I told them that my wife's family are in need. They said, okay, let us think about it and we'll call you back. So after 1 week, they called me back and they're so happy. They're like, we decided that we're going to sponsor your wife's family. But we have to gather $60,000. At that time, it was 9 people altogether. In my mind, I thought it was going to take 2-3 years because it's a lot of money. So what happened was they gathered $90,000 within a couple months. And then they gathered altogether over $140,000.
You have any idea of when the opening might be?
I'm hoping mid-December.
A Winnipeg Slice is heard every weekday morning and afternoon on CJNU, your community voice in Winnipeg.